The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You're about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a special event Monday edition. We got Joe Biden, the president in my hometown, and we got Dominic, my partner, right here,
hey, co-devil in my hometown.
How you doing, bro?
Awesome, Kroot. Great to see you. Working a little early today. Rich on the board. Happy days to us all. Of course, and don't forget, man, you know, there's an eclipse or something going on today. An eclipse happening. Biden's in town. I'm in town. I mean, will the miracles ever cease?
You know, a strong contrast in our fashion choices today.
Yeah.
You could tell which one of us went to a presidential level event. I am wearing a blue, like a pimped banker suit, man. I look good in this one.
Very, very fancy.
Saw our friend Michael Johnson from the Boys and Girls Club. You know, he has gone full vegetarian. He's lost a lot of weight through, you know, the last couple of years, but still a strapping lad like myself.
You should follow his lead, perhaps, Michael.
And he said, "Oh, you got a nice suit on." And we were talking about the fact, I mentioned to Michael, every time I see you, it looked just a little slimmer, dude. And he said, "How about you?" And I said, "No, I just buy new suits."
Yeah.
You know, and that way you can continue to grow. Let it out! And then someone else conceals
something
it.
About a finely tailored suit makes you look a little thinner, doesn't it, Kroot?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I look sexy today, Dom. But no, your flip-flops are very, very
Come
nice.
Come on, man. It's beautiful out, sunny day today. Kind of a, you know, a dreary day yesterday. So I had the top back and the windows down driving over today. It was a beautiful day.
You know, I got to tell a story of myself. Joe Biden, I came directly from the Joe Biden event. I am so happy to see you here.
Yeah, man.
In Madison, my hometown. Joe Biden. Something of a newsworthy occurrence. And I made a new friend in the parking lot, as one is prone to do.
Oh, yeah?
I told her all about the 92.7 and the Devil's Advocates coming on at 3 o'clock. I promised her some sound from the president's speech, maybe a little bit later in the show.
Some highlights, perhaps?
Some highlights, some newsworthy highlights. She asked me, "Did you get in to see the president?" I said, "Yes, I did." She said, "Oh, I didn't get to see it." She said, "I didn't even get to hear it. All I got to see was the motorcade and Air Force One." We did get to see Air Force One. President Biden flew into Madison Regional Airport, Truex Field, and it's immediately next to the Truex campus of Madison Area Technical College. I mean, so the motorcade literally probably went like 20 blocks nice. to get Joe from the runway to the entry.
Very efficient. In, close by, banged out a speech. Hit it.
And hit it. And when Air Force One took off, about 2 o'clock, that would be peak eclipse time. That was like at 2:08. Joe Biden timed it. So he's on Air Force One during peak eclipse time.
Pretty cool.
That would be pretty cool, yeah, man. I mean, if you're the president, why not see it from Air Force One?
Even if you're not the president. I still Even want to see it from Air Force
if you're
One.
Not the president. Dom, I did see some friends. Michael Johnson, looking svelte. Scott Ross, the Marion man. I did see he put up posted some marriage photos.
And
recently married, but he put them up this weekend. So for some reason, my brain just said, "Oh, man, Scott Ross got married this weekend." Even though the last time we saw him, he had already been married, December, I believe. And, you know, handsome. You know, we all look good on our wedding day or do our best, I'm sure. You were a bum, probably wore flip-flops.
You know, I look best in my birthday suit, Kroot, I gotta be honest.
Yes, I would imagine. But in deference to the fact This is that guy's group. Oh, Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now.
When he was at One Wisconsin Now, he's been banging this drum for years, Crudy.
He has been trying to get politicians to understand the enormity of the student loan debt that the kids are under. And Joe
kids,
Biden.
Adults, older adults. I mean, a lot of people are into these.
Yes. I think Scott Ross most particularly cared about the younger voters. And I got to tell you, Dom, it wasn't just the blue team. Or maybe it was a lot of the blue team. I mean, the crowd was entirely supportive of the president. And perhaps not surprisingly, but I got to tell you, it pains me a little to say this.
What?
I would say the most popular politician in the room today, Tony Evers.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
Evers was a rock star today. Not so much in the speech he gave because...
He's Tony Evers.
But the tone of the crowd, the appreciation from the crowd, it was, you know, it was an education-centric crowd. This was student loan debt cancellation, or at least that's the promise Joe Biden came to town to tell us all about. And a younger crowd, an enthusiastic crowd. Enthusiastic. I like when the crowds are pumped up for Democratic candidates.
And they're
I describe this not as the alumni section. This was more like the student section. You know what I mean? Like you go to a Badger game. Anyone's ever been to a Badger game? The alumni, they sit on their hands in the student section. They're rocking
going
and
off.
Rolling.
That's right.
Yeah, you know, after they get in from three beers in the parking lot. So Joe Biden showed up. Pretty efficient speech, not a real long stem winder. Didn't
what?
He didn't
ramble on about the terrible crooked judges and the lawfare for, you know, two or more hours. He didn't do that, huh?
The primary focus was a student loan relief under five different criterion that the president laid out today. B, apprenticeships and trying to find federal funding for those that, you know, don't go to college. Maybe find an alternative trade and maybe go through a vocational school or a tech school. And as Joe Biden, the president in my hometown today, pointed out, you know, they don't have the shop classes, not in many of the schools, not like they used to.
No.
People that aren't college bound or you know, are better with their hands, whatever it is that draws one to the trades, they're not being taught that many of the high schools. So Joe proposed to fund more apprenticeship programs. And then, I didn't know if it was Bernie Sanders up there, but Joe Biden.
Two-year colleges for free, baby.
For free! That's huge.
It is huge.
That is huge. Joe Biden, and he apparently had made the same proposition in his State of the Union address. But I can tell you, when I heard him say it today, it resonated much more clearly. I didn't take that as one of the takeaways of his State of the Union. It was more about the tone, the energy, you know, exceeding expectations.
No, democracy, you know, the contrast between him and the former guy. Yes.
Well, that and the whole Senator Katie Britt and the breathless wonder from her kitchen.
Yes.
Thank
you for reminding me.
There was a lot that happened that night.
Yeah.
And
a lot to digest.
But I didn't take away that very popular community college proposition. And Joe Biden got a lot of love in the room today. If you reelect me, here's what you get.
And it makes sense. One of the reasons we have taxpayer-funded high schools, you need at least the high school education. And as time has passed, it's obvious if you want to try to get more for yourself, for your family, for your community, you need to have additional educational opportunities. And that's totally reasonable. Why not? Why if you're going to do it to 12th grade, why not 14th?
Well, I'm not clear that we will have the educational institutions still here in the state of Wisconsin when these propositions go forward. Of course, under Republican legislators, they continue to close the two-year campuses here in Wisconsin. Now, MATC, vibrant, and they must have a hell of a sports program. We're in the gymnasium. And there are a lot of banners hanging from MATC. Our old buddy, iHeart, one of our producers, actually was like the facilities manager over there.
Oh, really? Nice.
Yeah. Adam.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. So, Devil's Advocates, we went I went on the road, but Dom came on the road to get here to join me.
I listened on civic media on the way in, and it wasn't long. Again, Joe, well done. Like 15, 20 minutes was not a rambling speech like the other guy.
Now, let me ask you. They did make folding chairs available to the press, and some press were in the seated area behind the risers where, you know, the risers are where the TV cameras are.
Right.
And we're often, as radio guys, put
in, staring at the ankles of the TV folks.
Yes. If you want to see the speech, look between the ankles. You should be able to see the president because they don't give us line of sight often.
Well, we don't need it necessarily.
Come on, man.
I mean, other than describing the tie, once he gets going, it's fine.
So I'm looking for preferred real estate. I'm looking for a better spot because I don't want to be behind the bleachers, but I do want seating because it's a long time. 2 hours I was in the room just before the president came out. So I created my own little space.
Wow.
One chair, like sat alone, just one guy with Secret Service agents looking over my shoulder. I'm like, the whole time I'm wondering, is this guy reading my emails? What's he doing? But, you know, I plucked down right next to the guy. And I didn't have the peak eclipse experience that Joe Biden did. I mean, I looked. I didn't have the glasses.
Yeah, you and Trump,
I didn't quite
man.
Do the Trump. I got really good Ray-Bans.
That, I don't think that matters.
More of a glance at the sun. You know, just, I peeked at it. One thousand. Then look away.
How many times did you peek at it?
Oh, maybe eight.
Kids, don't try it at home. He's a professional.
I got to admit, my eyes. Little blurry. Little blurry right now.
A little red right now, Crudy.
Reading aloud might be a stressor. So we're not going to read aloud. Want to hear from you, Joe Biden, in my hometown, Madison, WMDX. You're listening to us right now. Hey, Dom's in town, so it's always special when that happens. But I think it is of consequence that the president comes here. Dane County, we will deliver the state blue for you, Joe Biden. I make you that promise today on the Devil's Advocates radio show. Some say the greatest ever. I'll tell you about the cops, though. The cops were kind of getting on my nerves. Don't pull me over on the way home. Some of you guys were being a little
boisterous, a little excited. What
they just wouldn't let us leave.
Wow. You know, you got to let the man out.
On multiple occasions.
Was the music being played really, really loud like Trump does?
No, from like outdoors. Like, you may not leave the sidewalk. I'm like, watch me. Come back. More Devils.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Hey, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the lines, 844-967-2789. And historic day, Crudy, a historic day. The president was in town today talking student loan relief. An eclipse. You know, it's magical. God is telling all of you to listen to the Devil's Advocates. And of course, I'm in town. That's most important, Crudy. Good to see you, man.
We go down drinking later?
Well, probably.
I'm dressed for it. As are you.
I mean, as long as they got the, you know, Paul's got the, hopefully got the tables out now.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I mean, the sun is out.
Time. Come on. You know, I got to be careful. Got a little too much sunlight in the back of my retinas already today. Yeah. If they didn't make me wait, I saw Joe Biden. I saw him at the MATC, Madison College, Truax campus. And first, they wouldn't let us out.
I mean, after the president was done speaking.
After the president.
You know, wait for him and his
crew
to get out.
They took him out of the room really quick.
Yeah.
And Joe likes to work the rope line, but he was supposed to be giving a speech 45 minutes later in Chicago. I mean, he's on to back to the White House tonight. He's got the thing in Chicago. They've got a stuffed schedule, and he's got a press briefing when he arrives back.
Doesn't seem like Sleepy Joe to me, man.
No, he's keeping his schedule today, and they try to keep it moving, but they wouldn't let us out, the cops. You know, I'm locked in the building first. So I'm get my steps. They're like, if you got to get out now, you got to go out that way. Get my steps. So they kept pointing me farther and farther. So I get out. I come around the building and some of these kids, you know, they're out, students, they're looking at the eclipse and they can't leave either. So I get out to the sidewalk in front of the MATC and the presidential motorcade and all the cops in Dane County were all there, seemingly. And lots of motorcycle cops. And what a beautiful day to you know, have the motorcycle cops do the motorcade, lead the motorcade. Six, eight motorcycle cops. And, you know, they had the big tank of a limo they put the president in. I saw that. Didn't wave, just a little video. Posted it on our Twitter account at Devil Radio.
Twitter. Wow.
I threw a couple of tweets out.
New suit using the Twitter. Man, Crudy, this is a new day for you.
A very nice lady got me onto the Wi-Fi there at the MATC. So, you know, I felt like I had the ability to post and time to kill. So, you know, had my folding chair seat, put it back politely, left the gymnasium, couldn't get out of the university, finally got out, got to the sidewalk, and they said, you can't go yet. And I'm like, well, I don't, you know, I'm gonna go that way. He's like, still can't go yet. And I'm thinking, when can I go? Well, when the motorcade goes by. I said, excellent. So I sat there, I took my video, stared at the sun for like, you know, 8-30 seconds, something like that. You know, glance away, glance back, glance away, threw my sunglasses.
Oh, yes.
Again. Used my hand a little bit to shield my eyes.
Don't do that ever, but okay.
You know, but I didn't have the glasses and I was stuck.
And so, I wanted to see.
Well, I basically just saw the crescent moony looking thing and got the image in my mind and then looked away.
And burned in your back of your eyes.
I'll see if my pictures worked out. Okay. I tried framing it on my camera as well. That'll probably burn up my camera. We'll see. But the motorcade goes by. And I said, can I go now? He said, no, not yet. And he's like, we'll let you know. And I'm looking down the way. And they were similarly, you know, in all the assembled. They had just let out of a presidential rally. And not a huge room, but a gymnasium-sized rally. Probably hundreds in the room. A couple hundred at least. Plus lots of press and
sure
classes getting out at MATC. People trying to cross the street.
Lots going on.
So on the other side of the building, you know, down the way, which I can visually see, they've let the people go.
Oh, see? Come on, man.
So those kids got out to recess, and I'm still standing here with the magic force field keeping me and this guy's force of will keeping me from going.
You know what the cops really love is when you give them the, don't you know who I am? Well, or the, don't I pay your salary. You work for me. They love it when you tell them that.
Well, I didn't want to get tasered. Yeah. But I remember doing this once in college. I started like slow walking.
So slow walking. If you walk slow, they can't see you then.
And then I started walking with more purpose as I got a little farther away because those people were leaving. And I had to join you here. This was like an hour ago. This wasn't so long ago. I'm trying to get out. I had to get from MATC through a presidential motorcade, through the traffic, back over here.
So salty, man.
So I walk over to the car, and I get in the car, and I met the nice lady in the parking lot and, you know, told her, oh, yeah, you can hear all the coverage. 92.7, Devil's Advocates. You're going to want to tune in today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to bring you all the coverage of Joe Biden's speech and the newsworthiness. She said, I didn't know. I said, now you know.
Now you know.
I also encouraged her to go to the Civic Media, get the Civic Media app, because, you know, I'm a team player. And anyways, get in the car, pull up, and there's no one stopping us, but there's like a cop stopping us. Like, you can't drive either. I'm like, but I don't need to go where the motorcade went. I'm going the opposite way, so can I cut and go left? And no one would move over and just, you know, son of a Fratson. So anyways, I drove to the far end of the parking lot just to see if maybe there's an alternative exit. Because they don't probably have cops at the back. Nope, had to come back. So now I'm one car farther behind than I was before. Because the one car behind me has gotten into line now. And not a very urgent driver, that one. Blue car. I immediately didn't like the person.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. But here's the problem. Cops still wouldn't let us out. And I said, "What? When do we get to go?" "Well, when Air Force One leaves." I said, "Okay." Well, you could hear the sound. Lady's in the park with her kids. She's like, "Can I leave now?" You know, because there's literally
there it is.
Air Force One wings, wheels up just in time for the eclipse. Joe Biden had the best seat in the house.
Oh,
he got
for sure.
Peak eclipse on Air Force One. I hope he had glasses. Otherwise, he'd be staring out the windows. You know how Joe is. And anyways, I said, "Can we leave now?" You know, calling forward to the...
So, like, you're in your car, get your window down, you're leaning out.
No, I got out.
Oh, you got out. Okay.
Maybe we took the sport coat off, something. Got out. "Hey, can we leave now? Now? Now?" Like, I got a live radio show. I gotta go.
Don't you know who I am?
And I had to join the greatest lead-in ever, the Maggie Dawn Show. I had a live radio hit before I did this live radio show with you. And, you know, had to also navigate up here to the studios. And he said, "You can leave when I say you can leave." So four cars in total. Finally. I'm like, "But I can see it. It's flying. It's right there." There goes Air Force One. I mean, it's so close to the airport. It's an enormous plane.
It's got to be at least 5,000 feet, Curdy.
And then, like, they let the other street go first. So now, now, like, it's like parade, trying to get into the parade, right? And the guy in front of me is not going to... He's not pulling out. It's the yellow.
Not aggressive. He's, come on, man. Go.
I'm like in the window, like giving him the, like, "Go. You got to go." So he decides he's going on, you know, basically the red. As am I. I'm also leaving on the red. And I look to my right as I'm making this hard left. Two cops have the road this way blocked. Now they're both behind me. They both followed. Fortunately, they had a
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubble gum, and we're all out of bubble gum.
Oh, you know, when I was growing up, my brother owned this record. Record. Vinyl.
Yes.
And he would play it over and over again.
Is this the most cliche overplayed song today ever?
Probably. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio
Welcome
Show.
Welcome back to the low-hanging fruit song.
It's a special event Monday edition.
I'm here. It's good to see you.
You as well. And it was good to see President Joe Biden.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Well, in deference to my new friend in the parking lot, I think she now knows I'm an inpatient sort. I also might have mentioned there were pro-Palestinian protesters. Some young people wanted Joe to hear from them. I'm not sure if he would have heard it for very long. But certainly, I think their voices were heard. They were using megaphones, amplified sound, if you will. They were, you know, a few blocks away. I did post on the @DevilRadio Twitter what their sign said. Joe, stop the Gaza side.
Gaza side instead of genocide.
Gaza side.
Gotcha.
I thought it was at least clever. A clever play on words. Didn't want to be late. You know, you got to get in the room. They don't let you linger out there and talk to the protesters too long. Had to personally be escorted by a Madison police officer from there, from the protest site, over to where I, you know, was credentialed media. Very esteemed. Gave me a folding chair and everything.
Wow, they knew who you were.
Well, I had my own section over by Secret Service. And then I heard the president. And this was not Joe's best speech. No cocaine before this speech.
Not for Joe anyway, huh? Your eyes look a little wide, Curdy. Stop staring at the sun, man.
I was a bachelor last night. I stayed up way too late. I won't even quantify the time, but let's just say it was way past midnight. But anywho, President Joe Biden, he made some newsworthy announcements. He came to Madison, Wisconsin, and the agenda today was to talk about student loan debt relief. And these are new propositions. Last time he did this, and he did mention this during the course of his speech, he's like, you know, I tried this once. And Republican sued us. And it was a successful suit. The U.S. Supreme Court turned back his first efforts. Now, this a different law that he's trying to enact.
Different angle, still trying to do something.
They think they're on stronger legal grounds, though. It's not as broad a relief program, certainly. And he did have like five tenets that he laid out. And I think we've got most of this. Here it is. Let's start with President Joe Biden, Madison Area Technical College, Truax Campus. Play cut one.
Thanks to our reforms, nearly 900,000 have had their debts forgiven, including 16,400 right here in Wisconsin. Right here in Wisconsin.
Yeah, the kids like that number. A student-centric crowd, a lot of younger people in the crowd. Rich, let's keep rolling. Cut number two, President Joe Biden rolling out, or at least proposing, student debt relief.
Second, return what's called an income-driven repayment program, which I've renamed the SAVE program, the most affordable repayment plan ever. Before I took office, student borrowers had to pay 10% of their discretionary income on a monthly basis from what they borrowed, 10% discretionary income. That's income after you pay necessities like housing and food. A lot of people didn't have the means to pay 10%. So I was able to, under my authority, have the department cut that to 5% for undergraduate loans.
That's cut in
now
half.
That means no one with undergraduate loans, whether a community college or four-year college, have to pay more than 5% of their discretionary income to repay those loans starting in July of this year. And for millions of borrowers who make less than $32,000 a year now after they're out, their monthly student payments will be dropped to zero as long as they're that.
You know, it's newsworthy enough when the president, Joe Biden, comes to my town, but he came bearing breaking news, new propositions, lots of savings for lots of different eligible borrowers.
Now, reducing it down to 0% at $32,000 or less, what's that, you know, $16 an hour-ish? Yeah, it's hard to get along in life at $16 an hour, plus carry, you know, whatever rent and overhead and those and food. And then, oh, yeah, by the way, now you got your student loans racking up.
They would get expensive. Let's keep going. More of President Joe Biden in Madison today on the topic of student debt relief.
Fourth, we plan to cancel debt for borrowers who the Department of Education determines were cheated by universities that left students on unaffordable loans and delivered little in benefits to students. And one of those colleges was closed. I won't mention them. Finally,
Trump University.
The Department of Education will propose a new rule to cancel student debt for Americans facing financial hardships, from child care to health care, to prevent them from paying back their loans. And over the coming months, the Department of Education will propose and then implement these plans. And starting this fall, we plan to deliver up to $20,000 in interest relief to over 20 million borrowers and full forgiveness for millions more.
And I believe we've got one more soundbite, don't we? This was part of Joe's State of the Union address, but it jumped out at me, because it sounded a lot like my boy Bernie Sanders. Here is his proposition. Free community college for all. You just got to reelect Joe.
That's why every American making a student loan payment should go to studentaid.gov. Studentaid.gov to learn more about these plans and see if you're any of them fit for you.
You could correct me if that's not that's the bite not the we're going to play. So studentaid.gov. So if you didn't get that.
Studentaid.gov.
I actually texted that to you, Dom. A link to the website, studentaid.gov. But
and endeavoring to get two-year community colleges for free.
For free.
Taxpayer subsidized. Let's be very clear.
Let's call it an investment.
Sure. And, you know, I know the Republicans are out there. And, you know, hell, some folks who even had to pay off their student loans. They're all mad about it. Okay. But here's the thing. If you're feeling a little feisty, like someone's getting something you're not, just think of this entire proposition as a, I don't know, what do the Republicans love to do? Think of it as a tax cut. Now, Republicans, if you look at it in the sense of a tax cut, don't you love tax cuts? Isn't that fine? You like tax cuts, right? So just when you're thinking about this and you're getting mad, just remember, tax cuts.
Here is additional things said by the president today. While a college degree still is a ticket to the middle class, that ticket is becoming much too expensive. Too many people feel the strain and stress, wondering if they're going to get married, have the first child, start a family, because even if they get by, they still have this crushing, crushing debt. And that's not just a drag on them. It's a drag on our economy. Now, we know that the U.S. Supreme Court knocked down Biden's proposal about a year ago. But Biden immediately vowed to come up with a new program, the broad strokes of which he outlined today. It was the president's third visit to Wisconsin this year. Biden and high-level members of his administration have frequented this battleground state as he seeks to fend off the challenge from Trump, right? And now Biden and Trump are each tied at 49% amongst registered voters in Wisconsin, where races are often decided on razor-thin margins. And Dom, as you mentioned, I think we played this bite, more than 700,000 Wisconsinites have student debt. $21.4 billion worth. That's a big number. An analysis by the University of Wisconsin's Student Success Through Applied Research Lab found that 2020, the largest group of borrowers, 23% of those with student debt, owed between $20,000 and $40,000, and 21% owed between $10,000 and $20,000. Here's a quote from Tony Evers, the governor. I tell you, he was a rock star at the event today. President Biden and I both know that the dream of pursuing a higher education looks a bit different these days than it did when we went to college. Today, high cost can often be a barrier for kids and families pursuing their dream. Higher education should be affordable and accessible for every Wisconsinite who chooses it, period. So the plan, Dom. He laid out the plan, and I'd love to hear from the audience here as well. President Joe Biden, come to our town, folks. 844-967-2789. We can go through a few of these highlighted points, Dom, at the Journal Sentinel. Now, borrowers who owe more than they did at the start of repayment. I feel like that's everyone, isn't it?
That's really tough.
Because man, that's when all the debt, all the interest accumulates on top of your principal balance.
Well, the good news is if you continue on with your education, like I did, going to grad school, you know, one of my big motivators for going to grad school?
Deferring your college loan.
Deferring my undergrad loan debt, yes.
What a prudent decision that was. Now you're in the high-earning radio industry.
I'd rather put it off forever than never pay it.
Dom, they could have up to $20,000 worth of interest wiped away. That's different than principal, folks, leaving them to repay only the amount they originally borrowed. People making less than $120,000 a year would qualify for having all of their interest forgiven if enrolled in an income-driven repayment plan. There's more here. The SAVE plan is, as Biden would describe it, borrowers who are eligible for other loan forgiveness programs but have not yet applied. New rules would authorize the U.S. Education Department to cancel the debt for those people without them having to apply. You know, what if you're just a workaday guy and you don't even know Joe Biden's in town today? You're not listening to the greatest radio show ever. You don't know that your loan has been forgiven or some portion thereof has. Why should you have to go chase the Department of Education?
Again, right.
Why don't they just
apply
reduce the amount of interest on your loan or whatever? There's more plans here, Dom.
Yeah, another bullet point. Jesse Poy and Kelly Meyerhofer at the...
I said hi to Jesse. Always great to see her.
Journal Sentinel. Borrowers who have made payments for decades. People who took out federal student loans for undergraduate degrees and began repaying them more than 20 years ago would automatically have the debt canceled under the new plan. The same would apply for graduate students who began paying 25 years ago.
So if you could just drag it out past 20 years, make the minimum payments, there'll be some relief in the future,
Dom? Some help.
For the love of God, give me some relief.
Borrowers who attended colleges that have lost their certification or eligibility to participate in federal student loan student aid programs. You know, Trump University comes to mind.
That wasn't a real university.
Come on.
But there are a lot of for-profit college systems, and often they leave their borrowers in a worse place
than
before they ever got there.
It's all about tapping in the vein, right, of that money. And finally, bullet point number five, borrowers experiencing hardship paying back their loans, people with other expenses such as high medical debt or childcare, that's a lot of folks out there, that make it difficult to pay off their loans now or in the future could apply to have their student loans forgiven. But Crudy, I mentioned it to you, man, the Republicans, they don't like it. The plan is based on the Higher Education Act, a different law than the one struck down last summer that Biden officials said could hold up stronger to legal challenges. But like the previous effort, this one may face challenges from conservative groups. Here's a quote, Louisiana Senator Bill Cassidy, the ranking Republican on the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee. These loan schemes do not forgive debt. They transfer the debt from those who willingly took it on to the 87% of Americans who decided not to go to college or already worked to pay off their loans. This is an unfair ploy to buy votes before an election and does absolutely nothing to address the high cost of education that puts young people right back into debt.
You can't reduce debt because otherwise there'll be more debt.
You know, and it's always pick and choose for these Republicans. Again, if this was a
PPP
tax cut,
loans,
they're fine with that. And let's not forget, Crudy, and I have some of the numbers. Maybe we'll get back to it on the other side. 844-967-2789. Donald Trump literally gave money away to rural farmers in this country to the tune of billions and billions of dollars to subsidize, to help out his tariff war.
That was China's fault. $26 billion or more. Brian Stile, Republican congressman, calls this newest proposition of Biden's unconstitutional, unfair, and inflationary. Reducing interest on student loan borrowers. Inflationary. You do the math.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Love it when you join in. The lines, 844-967-2789.
Technically, did we see the dark side of the moon today? I mean, today that would be the dark side. But then there is no true dark side of the moon because the implication is it's always behind the moon, right? The dark is the side we can't see. But if it's facing the sun, it's brightly illuminated.
Well, but
it's
the
bright side of the moon, and we, those that brave the elements and stare directly at the sun, technically, I saw just a little sun, little crescent sun, and the dark side of the moon. See how that works?
You know, I went to a concert at Riverside Theater in Milwaukee this weekend. Brit Floyd, you know, like a tribute band to Pink Floyd. And so I actually got to see the dark side of the moon on Friday.
Excellent. Were there psychedelics involved?
Yes, there were.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Dominic, Brian Stile, who's never taken any psychedelics or been cool in any way, shape, or form, congressman from the great state of Wisconsin, had this to say about Joe Biden. The president is simply shifting the burden to those individuals that paid off their student loans or worked their way through school or chose to take a career that didn't require a four-year education or had rich parents, right, Brian? The president should explain to someone who is working as a carpenter in Kenosha how this plan is fair to them. Well, there are also propositions for due apprenticeship funding for those that would want to work in the skilled trades.
This is the hypocrisy of the Republicans. You know, are they explaining to the same person he's so concerned about why the billionaires are paying less of a tax than they are as a percentage of their income? I mean, is that something
we never talk about that?
Oh,
never,
we don't talk about that.
We don't talk about Fight Club and,
you know what I'm saying,
billionaire
Come on,
tax
man.
Rates.
I mean, it's so disingenuous.
But you could be a billionaire too if you just worked a little harder. Yeah. Dom, Brian Stile accused Biden of trying to buy votes by targeting students in Madison with his message and said he thinks the Supreme Court would deem this latest student loan debt cancellation effort unconstitutional. Well, that is what you'd think. What do you know, Brian Stile? You hang out with Rojo. You know, it's Ron Johnson's birthday today.
Oh, is it?
And the Republican Party, great state of Wisconsin, is circulating a tweet of Ron Johnson pounding a beer at a bar. You know, when I say pounding a beer, you know, like old man guzzling a beer. Now, I'm still young at heart. I'm not a big fan of drinking beer. I never really cared for the taste of most beer. Spotted Cow, pretty good. But I can chug a beer quick.
See, I'm not a great chugger of beer.
I'm like David Bakhtiari. I throw that plastic cup where you can, like, create the funnel. Just gone. Yeah, because then I didn't have to taste the beer. I wasn't a big fan of the beer. I'm more of a rum guy.
I know, but you get that sweet tooth. You never like, you know, grew out of it, man. And, you know, your taste bud change, your palate expands.
Well, I could enjoy a beer, Dom, or two, but, you know, kind of fills you up. Unless you drink really, really quick. So, and then lots of them.
Talking about, this is a ruse. You know, he's buying the votes, right, Crudy? Well, again, the direct farm aid from Donald Trump during his tenure.
Tariff battle.
Direct farm aid climbed. This is from Politico back in 2020. Climbed from $11.5 billion in 2017 to more than $32 billion this year. An all-time high. Forbes also talking about this back in 2020. Trump administration gave more taxpayer dollars to farmers harmed by the administration's trade policies than the federal government spends each year building ships for the Navy or maintaining America's nuclear arsenal. $28 billion in 1 year alone.
How much we forgive through the PPP program, Dom? Can you work on that? I'm going to get to the phones. Russ, being patient from Soldier's Grove. Welcome to the big show.
Hey, guys. Happy Eclipse Day. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Happy Joe Biden, the president's here day.
Happy Dominic and Madison studio day.
Right. No, Biden, it was cool that he came to Madison College and not the UW, which is perfectly fine, you know. His speech was, you know, wasn't super inspiring. I kind of agree. It was a little bit, when they start ripping off the statistics, people's eyes glaze over, but I think people got the gist of it. I totally agree with making two-year colleges free, the idea of paying off people's loans when other people have paid them and stuff like that. I could see how that might make people piss, you know, make people mad, but it forces the conversation. It forces America to kind of come up with this, you know, and so if the Republicans don't like it. But I think what will the Trump Republicans, they will cash in on this, on their little college loans. They will take full advantage of this.
Oh, yeah.
Still vote for Trump. Just like I hate to say this, just like there are Trump Republicans that are in the union, get all these union benefits and vote for Trump.
Well, you don't give up the right to vote for Trump just because you're a union stiff, but it does make you sort of a moron because you know he's not for the working man, but Ross, we are. We appreciate you calling.
Yeah, appreciate it, Ross. 844-967-2789. CBS News reporting, Crudy, the PPP loans.
Yeah, how much forgiveness?
According to this, nearly $790 billion in PPP loans between March of 20 and May of 21 when the program ended.
With very few oversights.
That was the total amount given, $790 billion. Of that amount, $757 billion was forgiven.
$757 billion forgiven.
Forgiven. Beyond that, the government
also spent... How much of that
was
fraud?
Probably a chunk. The government also spent nearly $700 billion on enhanced unemployment and $860 billion on direct payments in the form of stimulus checks, which, of course, all the Republicans cashed.
I know Robin Voss, Speaker of the Assembly here in the great state of Wisconsin, did. You know, he had his day in court as well, or at least the recall effort against him.
Yeah.
I saw that headline. It was at the
Does that concern you at all?
I mean,
what's the issue?
Well, the question is whether or not there should be an extension in the time frame for the gathering of the recall ballots because the district has changed. The fighting 63rd that Robin Voss nearly lost to Adam Steen while they're trying to recall him. There's a new 63rd, which goes into implementation in November by the law signed by by Robin Voss.
We don't know what district the recall organizers should be collecting their signatures from.
Well,
so regardless if there's an extension, we still don't know, right?
And the Wisconsin Supreme Court has chosen not to take up this issue.
Until another lawsuit's filed.
Well, the recall Robin Voss effort has gone forward without this lawsuit. My greatest concern is they go running off to Diane Sykes, Charlie's ex, and suddenly the federal court's getting intervene and say, well, you know, we shouldn't implement these maps because we've got at least one, two, maybe three specials that'll happen here in the state, including potentially the recall of Robin Voss. Voss's lawyers argued this morning in Dane County, if I understood correctly, they didn't meet the threshold of qualifying signatures in either the old or the new district.
Oh, the recall organizers did not. They failed, according to Voss's attorneys.
According to Voss's attorneys. How about cumulatively?
Yeah, right.
That's a question for the courts, and, you know, that's my fear. Come back with us. We've got a fine guest joining us in studio, Scott